It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. An official survey of threats to the United States comes out this morning in the form of the National Intelligence Estimate. It's a summary compiled from intelligence gathered by, among others, the CIA, FBI, State Department, and military intelligence agencies. It's expected to report that Al-Qaeda is stronger than it's been in years and still determined to attack the United States. NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So what can you tell us about what this report says?
What we are hearing from those familiar with drafts of this report is that it focuses on core Al-Qaeda. That's the senior Al-Qaeda leaders believed to be in hiding in Pakistan, as opposed, for example, to the Iraqi branch of Al-Qaeda that we hear so much about in the context of the war there. And the headline on core Al-Qaeda is apparently that, as you said, it's getting stronger. U.S. intelligence is hearing more communications from core Al-Qaeda leaders and overall just seeing more signs of activity in Pakistan's tribal areas. That's a reversal, obviously, of the way that U.S. officials had hoped things would go, and also of the way things seem to be looking within Al-Qaeda as recently as a year or so ago.
It does seem that the conventional wisdom in the past couple of years was that the terror threat had shifted, that there was more concern about homegrown groups or offshoot groups and not the bin Laden group in Pakistan.
And the concern now, apparently, is that you have both, that there is growing danger both from those offshoot groups and from the original core leaders. And here's something really interesting I was looking at last night. We mentioned this is a national intelligence estimate. NIEs take a long time to prepare. They do not come out that often. The last NIE that we know of that weighed in on the threat of global terrorism was produced back in April 2006. So what's that, 15 months ago? That report, by purposes of comparison, has a different take on things. It describes an Al-Qaeda whose senior leadership has been seriously damaged, a global jihadist movement that's growing more diffuse. That's quite different from this new report. This new report, as we say, concludes Al-Qaeda's senior leadership is growing stronger.
What happened?
I would point to two events over those intervening 15 months, two events that have changed perceptions. One, the thwarted Heathrow plot you'll remember from last summer. This was the alleged plan to blow up jets flying from London's Heathrow to the United States. Now, there were a lot of skeptics who questioned how serious a plot, how far along this plot actually was. The officials I've spoken to take it seriously, and they say it was alarming, both in that it showed terrorists were still trying to take on hard targets, transatlantic jets, and also alarming in that as the investigation has proceeded and security officials have unraveled the plot, a lot of the threads led back to Pakistan. So I think that's caused a reevaluation of the views on the state of core Al-Qaeda. And I mentioned Pakistan, and I think that's the second development that's changed perceptions, is changes in the situation along that border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
The border area is where Osama bin Laden and other core Al-Qaeda leaders are believed to be hiding. And this week we have seen renewed instability there, bombing, suicide attacks. What do you make of that?
Exactly. We another suicide attack this morning, I understand. What's happened there is last year, in an attempt to address the instability, Pakistan's government signed a peace deal in an area known as North Waziristan. That's along this border area. The peace deal was supposed to curb violence and extremism, but U.S. officials argue that it has done the opposite and that in the months since it was signed, Al-Qaeda has regrouped. So right now there are a lot of questions about the status of this peace deal, whether it's in fact collapsing. Whatever happens there, the concern here, as we're apparently going to hear in this new intelligence report out today, is that Al-Qaeda has already regrouped, that it is perhaps increasingly capable of fresh attacks here in the U.S., and that is obviously not the headline anyone was hoping for 6 years into the war on terror.
Thanks very much, Mary Louise.
You're welcome. Thanks, Linda.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.